This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Some people on social media have come in defense of the deputy principal who was allegedly caught sleeping with a 19-year-old learner, saying that she's legal and knew exactly what she was doing. So the deputy principal, rather, shouldn't have been punished in the way that he was. Okay. So we are joined on the line right now by a friend of the show. He goes by the name of Philip Casuayo, and he is an educational expert. Right. Philip, welcome to Capricorn Drive.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you for having me.
All right, it's a pleasure. Now, Philip, what do you make of this particular issue? You know what I mean? There's so many dynamics to the conversation, of course, and the incident itself. A deputy principal caught sleeping with a learner who happens to be of legal age. Does that take away from the inappropriateness of the act, if I should say?
It doesn't even begin to scratch the surface, if I were to be honest with you. Because this is a clear violation of, you know, the professional ethics conduct that teachers are just against, you know. And, I mean, if you look at the South African Council of Educators, which is SAES, in the professional ethics, they outline clearly, you know, that teachers are ought to act in a proper and becoming way such that their behavior does not bring the teaching profession into disrepute. And it goes on to address that issue in specifically, you know, to say that educators need to refrain from improper physical contact with learners. It also says that they must refrain from courting the learners from any school. And lastly, that they must refrain from any form of sexual relationship with learners from any school. So we have a clear, condemnation of such acts within the school context.
All right. So from your experience, Philip, how are issues like this normally dealt with?
Usually, it would be investigation, of course, to establish, you know, the facts, which is the first process. I mean, in this particular case, I'm not sure who brought the issue into the attention of the community or the rest of the school community, but it would be to establish the facts, and if the educator is found to have acted outside the profession's ethics, then the next step is instituting a disciplinary hearing, which will determine the outcome of the case, and that's usually the role of the South African Council of Educators, which is a council that is responsible for holding teachers accountable to these ethics.
Now, speaking of accountability there, Philip, what is the worst that could happen right now in the case of the deputy principal? Like, that goes in as far as, you know, accountability is concerned and consequences. You mentioned a couple of bodies that govern the teachers. So that also being taken into consideration, what is the worst that can happen?
I mean, although there isn't any binding legal implication, which is a debate on social media, because this is not a criminal offense if a learner gave consent to sexual relations with the educator. However, from the council's level, this can be a dismissible conduct if a teacher is found guilty during, you know, the disciplinary processes, leading to the council stripping the teacher of his practicing certificate and actually striking them off the register, which means that they cannot practice, because you are not allowed to practice without, you know, that certificate from SAES. So I think that's the level of accountability and consequence that we can see unfold in this particular case when they've concluded, obviously, with the disciplinary procedures.
So you also mentioned the possibility of a dismissal, right?
Yeah.
So from your side, what do you think as a society do we need to further understand about the power dynamics between a learner and a teacher, or in this case, the deputy principal?
I mean, that's a very good question, although difficult to address. And the reason why it's difficult to address is because power is complex, but in this particular case, it's really an issue of an unequal playing, because, you know, power affords you opportunities to coerce, opportunities to manipulate people into doing your will. And there's a particular reason why the South African law, you know, recognizes teachers as in loco parentis, which means that they act or they can act in the place of a parent. It goes to show that there is a great responsibility given to the teacher in the education context, and to abuse this is the greatest injustice and disservice to our learners and communities. And I mean, when you are given that power, power comes with that responsibility, that you will, you must be able to look at the situation and make wise decisions around it.
Yeah. And maybe in closing, I think, you know, the those that were affected directly or indirectly are the parents of the child, you know.
Yeah.
What advice would you give them in this instant?
I mean, in this particular instant, I think obviously you can't encourage anyone to take the law into their own hands, which is the result of what happened in this particular case. But I think with the parents, they should allow the processes to go through in terms of this disciplinary procedures that are going to be instituted by SACE. And if that teacher is found guilty, the outcome is one. The outcome is dismissal, because it clearly violates the professional ethics that ought to guide that particular educator. So in this particular case, I mean, the school could also support, you know, parents as well as, you know, the learner in terms of support, because I can just imagine right now that the child does not, you know, lead a normal life within the school premises, because all eyes are probably on her. But you know, the school needs to take the responsibility to give the student or the learner, you know, the counseling that the student needs, and also advice in terms of how they can manage the situation while the disciplinary procedures are being concluded.
All righty. Philip, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, talking to you on the show. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to our next conversation, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Tien.
All right. There you have it. Philip Platoyo, a friend of the show, they're giving us insight as an educational expert as to what we can expect going forward, what we think will unfold regarding this particular case, and what is eventually imminent for the deputy principal that is involved in this scandal.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.